kusi chob rave lave haYisrael machtim lekusim kamei yoche shosh tores name ki chosam Yisrael ipseif nichshere el al kol chochtaim emay lehave bishosh tores bicheskas chob al deyakdom ezu damrin haYisrael rache shobi kumani koshin ne shomol esein esim Yisrael zeh chosam Yisrael skeni mimenu vaakusi uchshechosam Yisrael zeh tchilo yesov oshiyachtim balashta אימי אחד מישראל הסקנים, לפי חוכוס המתחת זה השטר, ועמל ובובך תמחו וסקוסים למעלו אימנו, אוכנם בגתי שונאי מרב חשובת. זה יסים מרס מסניס למח שבגת ופוס בשור שטורס, אשמינו די להגד חייסים על זה בפני זה. הילק על כוח ישראל זה רואה סקוס החייסים למעלו, והוא חוסם למטו, because if he hadn't been in his presence, he wouldn't have been allowed to sign. ואילו עבדי חובר הוא לאחסם מתעמי, אבל אין אישור שטורס חייס בן זה, שולי בפני זה, הלקח איתי למי חש ישראל זה, חוסם רישן, ביטחתי ששטר, וישוב הקרב חלמן די קושש, ולא יודע שיחתם מסקוסים למעל ממנו, מי תיימה, ובאי מודי חכום ממסקי, תתבגט אם אין עם חייס מן על זה בפני זה, או מי תיימה רבון שלאח מן זה, שולי בפני זה, גזירם שום כוכם, תתם יפריחי בלכם עונו ולעשור כולכם כסוגת לאשתי איך עוד כאיסי מכולם חייסמי וילה וחס מכולה הרבה פסול דבקפי לטליה דלשב יגיד על בוחד דצ דה דעס על דבר לפי חוך תקנו אפילו היחד לא יומה כולכם שיהיו כל העידים נתבוצים משעס אחסימי סוחה שאקספלין זה in view of the fact that in one particular situation where he says כולכם כסוגת לאשתי So, echot keisei, vikulom cheismi. And in such a case, it was necessary that they should all assign, because if one will not sign, so then the get is not a get. So, mele, because of that, the chachomim o misakein, that even if he didn't say, kulchem kisvu, so there should be a aloche of an idom chayis mim elah zebif nizim. Zebif nizim. Now, gufi, omer lo yichshiro beil idech ut kusi bilvat, mai komash mo onti yone, kol geshi ili kusi posol, im mas nisna vamin, esu gimora zez, im mas nisna vamin afu trinami, vayto nechad mishum dishtores, mishum, ואיתן אחד משום אשתו רצף לכם, למה לא יקום משמע? צריך לגמור איזה קשה ותחי לא אוי, ואותו נמי זה נביא לפני רב גמליאל כבר אבסנויה, גטישו ואויו, עדו וניקוסים והכשיר, אמרה ביי, תונה עדוי, נת עדו, פותי די ראש יוחד. רוב אמר לי לו מטרי, ורב גמליאל מפלג פוליק, היא ספולית על תנקמה, תנקמה agrees with the view of רב לזר. But Rav Gamliel agrees with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rav Gamliel v'chasu b'mechzer v'od atone. V'Rav Gamliel machshir b'shnai. U'mai z'nami shevi l'vni Rav Gamliel. V'Rav Sinoi egetisho yikus k'rochshir. Because Rav Gamliel agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that kol mitzvah she'erzik b'kusim harbe midagdik me'izam Yisrael. And it's erzik bo in all stores. So, Mimele, it's certainly a ziku by get. All right. It's not necessary to discuss whether it's a ziku no stores, but it's certainly a ziku by get. So, Mimele, since it's a ziku by get, so even if both are signed, when do we say only if one, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that we don't rely on the ziku? Because out of ignorance, they are choshut to misrepresent the truth. So, only if one kusi is signed by get, so we have a raya that that kusi is not a stam kusi, it is a kusi chover. Masheinke, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, so if arzuku, so they're not shooting, and by get, they certainly it's arzuku. Alright, now let's see the thesis. מאז הסקוסי מותרס, ואם תימא, הלגוזו על פיתון, כדאמרים המפיר כדרב לעזר, לפי שהוא מבט למיניהם בישמיק דשבי מייעזרה וכתון הורס המקם אמר הבלעזר כל איכל פסקוסי כל איכל פסח הזי I was once in a certain bismedresh and the rabbi of that bismedresh had a blood gemore and he was learning with the balabatim so he said kol eichol paskusi kol eichol psachazia because the kusim use lard in when they bake the pas that's not a pshat that's a special takon kol eichol psaskusi kol eichol psachazia vitanya nam fer kam lechum gab min piti paskusi so the question is so down the question with even if we don't consider the question whether they are reliable or not reliable, how can we eat the paskusi, the matzah skusi? Paskusi is also paskusi, not on the basis of keak mechol dvorim. On the contrary, prior to the takone of Rav Amram Ravase, they did not have a din of keak mechol dvorim. But there was a special takone, b'mei ezre, that their pas should be also. ושם מקום מי מסמיק לזה מייעזר את כתון אוסרון מכאן אומר רב לזה כל איך פסקוס כל פסח הזיר תאים לפרק המלחום גם מיני פיטי פסקוסי so it's used as a motion that the pass of a mean of a kumar lava dizore is like the pass of a kusi the implication being that pasqusi is awesome so why is the matzah kusi in the terrace ואם רמנה תם דמיירה בייסס ישראל שאוסו כוסי מצו ממנו so when did Ezra answer pas kusi only if it is the pas was the pas of kusi but if the kusi was just the baker the mixer and the pas was the pas of his oil so then Ezra didn't ask ואם תאמר הרמי יצא בלחיבי חייבו דילמו לישון פה משם מעצו תחשיד על לפני עיוור זה דימור איכון the kusim they interpret לפני עיוור זה מיכשל כפשוטי literally in other words when a blind man walks you're not allowed to put a stumbling block for him of course that also comes within לפני עיוור זה מיכשל according to the Rosh Hashanah but the connotation of Malpesa, not only that comes within the Knivs and Mechshul. Any Mechshul comes within the Knivs and Mechshul. But according to the Kusim's interpretation, only stumbling block in the way of the blind person. So Mele, according to the Kusim, so there is nothing wrong in being Mechshul, another person with an Avere. So how can we rely? How can we rely on the fact that the Kusi baked it, but the Kusi himself wouldn't eat it, but he doesn't mind being Machshol a Jew? So anyway, we see from this thesis that when a person, let's say, misrepresents the contents of a certain object that have to be used in a mitzvah, so even though no one is aware and is able to die as a result of that misleading wrong information, so is able to leave. In other words, if somebody will sell a talisman that has possible tzitzis, and he'll sell it with a kosher talisman, so he'll be able to leave. That we see from this thesis. Even though he is not gerim that somebody should be aver and isav yadayim. But through the wrong information, he brings about a bitla mitzvah by another person. So he's also evil if neither. That we see from this thesis. V'yeshleima kigein di komlo. Dein likusi matza acheret. She yuchalot zizbo yidechivosei. Kidi mashma berishchum. כי תיארי שלח עוד מהם, ונעיסלי אוכלים ותלחם שדוסי. So the Gemara says, they are buyer, I mean that's a price, that he kusi, before the takone by Rav Amram Ravase. So if he kusi was sheikhei, so if he soil was yitzvi nichnas, he will not have over yitzvi nichnas, so then he can eat from it, and he doesn't have to test the kusi. But suppose no Yisroel is Imid al-Gabov, no Yisroel is Yitzvi Nichnas, and he wants to know whether the Kusi was sheikhed it properly or not, and kusim do not hesitate to be machshul somebody else. They themselves wouldn't eat an avele, but they do not hesitate to be machshul somebody else. So in order to be allowed to eat from the shchita of a kusi, all he has to do is to give the kusi to taste, and if the kusi tastes, so it's a raya that he was shechet properly, because if he hadn't been shechet properly, he wouldn't have tasted from it. The other beitzei the Chavos say, zu abzukotone, vashmina nipkim bishimo lishimatze. Now, I mentioned that the Ramban Chum, Tav Dalet, has two mishnayos. The first notion of the Ramban is that in regard to ksive v'loy arzikibet, there is no machlekes. So both Tanakame and Rashim Gamliel agree that the kusim are reliable, and the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel is in regard to the case of Arzik v'loy ksive. So according to Tanakam, only ksive v'loy Arzik they are reliable, but Arzik v'loy ksive not reliable. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says not only are they reliable in the case of ksive v'loy Arzik, but even the case of Arzik v'loy ksive. The second version of the Ramban is no, that each one is a machmir and each one is a maker. According to Nekame, the only thing that we can be makil is in the case of Ksiva v'Arzik, but in the case of Adol Ksiva, we cannot be makil. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is the reverse. The only case in which we can be makil is Adol Ksiva, but Ksiva v'Arzik, we cannot be makil. Now, this discusses this question. Ita Nekame v'Shosh Torres Namim. Eim ridi mash v'ta Nekame v'hani Ksiva v'chude, avol gav v'Arzik v'koma. The Gemara only says Idi Arzik in connection with Rav Shimon Gamliel, but in connection to Tanakam, the Gemara doesn't say Idi Arzik. So in other words, in connection to Tanakam, it doesn't matter, it's not important whether Arzik or not Arzik. The important question is Ksive or Loiksi. Tilkoma Rav Shimon Gamliel, Vinkipshid Lashaz, the Matze Loi Arzik, Peiresh, and Yodua Arzik. The matzik ksive v'arzik minol lishas the ksive lechudem hayim tanekam. Now we see from the lashon of the Gemara that in regard to the tanekam, whether it's arzik or not arzik is not important. The only thing that is important is whether it's ksive. So mele, how did the Gemara know that according to tanekam, the only important thing is ksive? Maybe according to Tanakame, the important thing is Arzik. The answer is because Tanakame mentions a specific example. What example does he mention? Matzah. So obviously, Matzah is loy Arzik. What do you mean loy Arzik? In other words, tam. We have no definite information. There is no definite information as to whether they are particular, they scrupulously observe the mitzvah of matzah or not. So, and still Tanakame says that they are reliable, so it's a raya that ksive, even though it's loy arzik in yodua im vishamrim loy, so they are reliable. Vim kipshino lishaz di matzah loy arzik, pirashi yodia loy arzik, di matzah ksive v'arzik, because if matzah had been an example of something where we know that the kusim are very scrupulous about it. So, Mele, how could the Gemara deduce that according to Tanakame, ksive by itself without Arzik is enough? After all that Tanakame tells us is that by matzah they are reliable. So, obviously, matzah itself is loy Arzik. You know, Shalik Ksive Lechud Manu Tanakame, Mechim Mashim Vekam Lechud, the Mikore makes the Pukutaye, Biksive loy Arzik. Tanakame Mahaniel, Shingamri loy Mahani, Uporich Haiko Mitzvah Sheer Zikubo, Imer Zikubo Mibore, Mashma, Diloyidiron in Arzikbo, Midikoma, Im Arzikbo Mibore. In other words, because the more asked, so Rav Shimon Gamliel should say, Kol Mitzvah Sheer, instead of Kol Mitzvah Sheer Zikubo, Kol Mitzvah Imer Zikubo. So in other words, so then they would be emphasizing, in regard to Matzah Kusi, it all depends whether it's Arzik or not Arzik. So first we have to find out, we have to investigate. So it's Mashma. Mashma, do you deal on the Arzik bo? Midikom, are you Arzik bo? Since the Gemara asked that Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Loshen, Kol Mitzvahim Erzikubo, and Tanakami discusses what? He discusses Matzah. And still Rav Shimon Gamliel should use the Loshen, Im Erzikubo, so that implies that Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, to Rav Shimon Gamliel himself, it's Lo Yediyah, whether the Kusim observe Matzah or not. Mashal Yadil Yazikubo, Likom Yazikom Boyle, Vikoshe, Vilmai, the Oshikosim. The Arzik, the Lexivik, and I, Tanakam, and Loiman, Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's we also, the Mimad, the Mahane, Minole, the Mahane, the Tanakam, Kim, the Xiva, the Hud, the Mahane, Aval Gav, the Mahane, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kim, the Mashma Hoche, Kochkin, the Mahane, Hazok, the Hud, the Adif, the Mahane, Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Dirk Gleimer, Aval Gav, the Mills, the Tanakam, the Lechia, the Mahane, Hazok, the Hud, we come, okay, we should die, the Rav Shimon Gamliel, the also, it's we, Hazok, the Hud, Michal, Tanakam, Loiman. So this is Kashi is so how does do we know that Arzik without Ksive is not effective according to Tanakame? So on the contrary, we could say since we see that Tanakame is more maker, we see that Tanakame is more maker than Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because in the case of Ksive Velo Yarzik, so even though Rav Shimon Gamliel is machmir, Tanakame is meikil, so why couldn't we say that in the case of Ksive, the Ksive, where the Tanakame, the machmir is meikil? So Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly is meikil. So how do we know that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ksive v'lo yarzik, they are not relied, to be relied upon? V'nir levi, v'l maskone de oso. Matze Ksive Verzikbo, according to Maskone, so Matze is both Ksive Verzikbo, Vashti Ishlechi Amtanekami, Gufi, the Hazoka Lehudele Mani, Midikone Matze, the Ksive Verzik, the Hazoka Lehude Mani, Havulimika Chhite, the Lekel Hazoka Lehude. Why does the Tanekami mention Matze? And Matze is both Ksive Verzik. Why does he mention a mitzvah that is Ksive and Arzik? Ksive Arzik. Havel minka tshchi, if Rav Tanakame shite had been, that Arzik itself is enough, so he should have mentioned the mitzvah like shchite, that is Arzik veloi ksive. Why does he mention dafke a mitzvah that is both ksive and Arzik? Vashi shlechem Tanakame, guv the chazok lechudu ma'ani, not matzik ksive Arzik. The chazok lechudu ma'ani, havel minka tshchi, the lekel chazok lechudu. Vin teimah, him came in over and the ksive lechudu ma'ani, Tanakame, kibin the matzik ksive v'arzik. So how do we know that Ksive Lechude is Mahane? V'yishleim ha'amu reformi behelviya matas kusim eteres. Hoyu verzikubo. Mashmel ha'avetayne. He doesn't say hoyu verzikubo. If the term of the Tanakame had been because it's both, so then he should say, and it's true that matzah is both, Ksive Verzik. So then he should emphasize, matas kusim eteres, hoyu verzikubo. And he doesn't say hoyu verzikubo. So it's mashma that matzah kusi is muteres even without recourse to the fact that it's erzikubo in matzah. Why? Because of ksive. Mashla v'taymu shu b'ksive shu tam ha'yudu al-chol v'lo yishun b'yush. V'im teyma, kibim tanekam mechazok l'chud eloi ma'anye. Now Tesis approaches it from the other end. Kibim tanekam mechazok l'chud eloi ma'anye. לחוד למאניה לרשם גם ביל דפורח יארזק דיו מקסיב עדיפה דימהן אפילו תנקאמה וקולש דימהן לרשם גם ליאל so how do we know that ksive lechud is loy mahani lerabshim gam liyel? In other words, Tesis is saying here in the kashe like the second lashon the Ramban, because the first lashon the Ramban says inoch name according to rabshim gam liyel both are is mahani. Who's a lechud is mahani without ksive, and ksive lechud is mahani without ozek, because that goes without saying that ksive lechud is mahani. The shaila is about who's a lechud. But so we see that Tesis here on the kashe assumes not like the first lashon Ramban, but like the second lashon Ramban. In other words, that the machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon is in two cases: in ksive v'le'arzik and narzik v'le'ksive. So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, the only thing that is mehane is arzik, and according to Tanakame, the only thing that is mehane is ksive. du mi sie du mi sie vadi ma ana fu tan kam ko shman al shin kam diel ve id mas kol di khum when di gemore says arze bulik sie di kenaye why doesn't now according to the second motion the ramban es tes es assume the kashe why doesn't di gemore that according to the second motion the ramban so there is a machlekes in two situations. So then the Gemara should say, not Arze Gulekside Ikimenaye, but Arze Gulekside Nami Ikimenaye. Not only is this, is the Adichelik in regard to Ksive Vole Arzik, but Arze Gulekside also the Achelik. Nami Ikimenaye. But the Koma, Nami, Mashmak Ksive Chudim Adelikul Alba. Like the first Moshe Rambam. V'yishleima, so this Shita is that it's a sophic in the Gemara. The Chachmi Ashas themselves had a sophic as to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel is chilik and the Tanekame in the case of Ksive Vole Arzik. V'yishleim in Sabko Ashas, he put Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanekame in Ksive Vole Arzik, v'likom ha-kom v'yishel z'zubo, o yishel z'ikbo, avo gav dikle me'imel v'kol shishmanu lo, to Tanekame Ksive Ma'anye, v'lo yichazoki, Loch misab kol hashas, dir lo pshim gam liyo dri eksile mechazoke, bli piri behedi, loch li koma hosom maaz eksile mnami kemenaye, because the chachmei hashas themselves are isofik, as to whether pshim gam liyo holds that ksive vole arzik is mahan. Mishum li ksive vole arzik misab kol ipol pshim gam liyo kibrash. So we have three shittes of Hashem. We have the first loshin Ramban Yechum Dav Dalet, that by Ksive Vole Arzik there is no machlekes, everybody, when I say everybody, I mean Tanekam Shem Gamliel, of course, according to Rav Lezer, and he's loyim mahane. So everybody Tanekam Shem Gamliel made that it is mahane. And the machlekes is by Arzik Vole Ksive. So according to Tanekam, it's loyim mahane, according to Shem Gamliel, it's mahane. There's the first Losh. The second Losh in Ramban says, Bibriles, that there is a machlekes between Tanekam Shem Gamliel in two cases. First of all, there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel on the case of Ksive Vole Arzik. According to Tanakam, it's mehane. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, loy mehane. Secondly, there is a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of Arzik Vole Ksive. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's mehane. According to Tanakam, it's loy mehane. And then there is the third chita of Teisves that there is definitely a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the case of Arzik Vole Ksive. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's mehane. According to Tanakam, it's loy mehane. But then, in the case of Ksive Vole Arzik, so Tanekame certainly holds that he's Mehane. As to whether Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ksive Vole Arzik is Mehane or Mehane, is a sophic in Chachmei Ashas. It is a sophic in Igmo. Yilav dikusi cho ve'ave lo yahave machtim lo yimikame teime imkein kol yishtore miskai ma'pume dechad Yisroel dechosno lepsof. Now again, here Teisves uses the Loshen Miskayim for the second time that Teisves uses the Loshen of Miskayim. First it was used, that expression was used after Somet Beis in Teisves Deva Maskim Mikayim Yocholok. So Teisves says Perush Vein Haget Yochol Miskayim Bechayismov. So it doesn't mean Miskayim there cannot be any Kim Shtores. The requirement of Kim Shtoris is only the Rabbanon. He means this kind of chesmov, it cannot be verified. In other words, we don't have a real edus. And here too, when he says, "Im kim kule shtore miskayim apun lechad Yisroel," he doesn't have the connotation of Kim Shtoris. He means the whole shtar is not attested by two edim; it's attested by one ed. Because a kusi amhoretz. Ekusi stam is ekusi amoretz. Ekusi amoretz is possible get issue. Only ekusi chover. How do we know that there is ekusi chover? Because otherwise the co-signatory, the Yisroel Gomor, wouldn't have signed it. So whose testimony do we have? We have the testimony of the kusi of the Yisroel Gomor. So it's a nidachot. Teimim kein kol shtom is kaim apum edechad dechosel lipsei. יש לימא דין לוחוש כי אם דהי כוסים כושה מדרעיסה דגירי אמסה so this says that מדרעיסה there is no פסו so in other words there is a חידש in this verse the deep according to Rav Lezer who says even according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Livshim Kim Duke Mitzvahs. So one could say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, they are Choshet Midrash, I'm only sure, out of ignorance. So we see from the stages, no, that Midrash, Rabbi Eliezer is made it. That L'chol HaPoch is in the case of Ksive Be'alzik, where it's Huziku to be scrupulous. So Midrash is not Choshut because it's Arzik. We know that they are particular. But why does Rabbi Eliezer say that Choshut? Because of ignorance. So Mele, that means sometimes a person can misrepresent the facts because of ignorance. But that's an unusual situation. Because if they are particular, and they are very much aware of the Yisr of Eidi Sheker in Ishtar, in the get. So how can they be choshut of lying? They are very particular, they are very scrupulous in regard to the observance of the love of Lisanei Beracho Yitzhak. So why are we chesheish? Because when a person is completely ignorant, he can do any of it, but that's not something that is shriach. It's not shriach. Because, let's say, if a person is very observant, very particular about mitzvahs, but if he's very ignorant, then he can do something that in his mind does not come within the love of the Torah. But out of it comes. For example, let's say, if a person is particular about the love of Lisanei Beracho Eichoker, so can he be accused, can he be suspected of lying, I mean in an open way, bibezen or any? No, he couldn't. But there are certain things that lifi common sense, it doesn't even constitute Eidishek. For example, The Gemara says in Ksuves that if Eidim who are signed on Ishtar come to Bezin and they say Ksav Yodeinu Zeh Avol Shtar Amoneh. What does it mean Shtar Amoneh? Shtar Amoneh means that the Baal Ashtar told them to sign that Shtar that Ruvein, let's say Ruvein, is the alleged Leve of $1,000 from Shimon. And he told them to sign that shtar to say that he borrowed $1,000, $10,000, $10,000 from Shimon because, and he told them to sign it, and it's Lidum Liya, he didn't sign it, but he's going to give that shtar to Shimon anyway. Why? Because he has an ulterior motive. He wants to appear as a very poor man who is broke. After all, if he's very poor, so his creditors, let's say, if he has many creditors and that the creditors don't let him live, so Mimele, if he has such a star, so we'll get rid of them. So that's the money. From the point of view of common sense, is there anything wrong in signing such a star? He didn't. He didn't lie. I mean, he just cooperated with Ruvein. I mean, it was done with the consent of Ruvein and Shimon. Everybody, what's wrong with that? He's a nice person. So, but Al Kedin, if Eidim come and say, "Shtar Ksavideinu Ze, Avol Shtar Amoneu, Shtar Pasimu," so even though they did it, you know, with the consent of Ruvein and Shimon, but we say, "Inu Domis Vatz Mirosh." Why? Because if Eidim affix their signatures to a shtar that says there was a alvoye, when they know there was no alvoye, that he doesn't intend to make an alvoye, and it's just a fraud, it's a show, it's a subterfuge, so they are even the love of Lisanei Beracho Yitzhaker. But from that, so if somebody knows dinim and is motivated by the aloche, so then he's not going to do it. But if he's amoret, he doesn't know anything. And so even though he's very conscientious about the Yisr of Lisanei Beracho Yitzhaker, but he's likely to be made checker, to affix his name to it. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why Rebbe Lezer says that that in Kim Dika Mitzvahs. So it means, even if it's Hurzik, even in the Mitzvah that is Hurzik, we cannot trust them, because out of ignorance, they are Choshut. Not that with bad intentions, with good intentions they are Choshut, to do something. Let's say, they are Hurzik, to observe the Issa of Chometz. And they'll spend all the money in the world not to behave at the Issa of Chometz. But since they are maratzim, they are ignorant, it can be machmitz, and they will not even know that it's Chometz. So since it's Hurzik, and because of ignorance they are choshut, so mimele midereise they are not choshut. Because to do something that is also out of ignorance when it's particular is a milsed leishchich. So in other words, midraise, so we can rely on Rov, that if a person is particular about a certain iser, about the iser of Lisanei Berachoi Tsheker, and he is ready, you know, to bring a sacrifice, not to behave at the iser of Tsheker, even though he's very ignorant, and sometimes while he's so mixed up, he can behave every iser on the Torah out of ignorance, but it's not a milsed leishchich. It's a milsed leishchich for someone who just doesn't care for the Isa. But someone who is makbid on the Isa, but is ignorant, so it's a milsed leishchich. So mele midraise is not a choshut. But midrabonon is a choshut. Unless he's a kusi chomer, so then even midrabonon is not a choshut. This is what Teisa says. So Teisa says the kashe. So since, according to Rabbi Lezer, every kusi, stam kusi, is choshut. Is choshut, so mele, how do we know that he's not choshut? Because the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomor. So it's attested by 1-8. So he says, no, midraise, according to Rabbi Lezer, he is not choshut. Because Rabbi Lezer is only choshut them because of ignorance. So that's a milsed leishchich that someone should be aveya. Let's say, should be machmitz the ise because he's ignorant. It's a milsed leishchich. But midrabonon is choshut. Midrabonon is choshut. So mimele, since it's only midrabonon, so mimele, even though it's verified by the testimony of the Yisrael Gomor, so it's enough. Rav Omar, Leilom Treil, the day the Arzim Gov, the Arzim Gov. Now let's see what the Rashi says. And the same Kashi. Two Rashbos here. Hold on, Rino. Leilam Rebleza. Uchei nichosim Yisroel Lipso. Efshali foreish. Da afilu biloy arzikom. The question is, when the Gemara applies the Mishnah, I'll leave it at Rebleza. So what is the Gemara? How does the Gemara apply the Mishnah? Does the Gemara apply the Mishnah to a case where it's established that the Kusim are particular about Eidi Sheker in a get, or according to Rabbi Lezer, it doesn't make any difference, because since they are ignorant, so it doesn't make any difference. They are particular, not particular, you don't even know what to be particular about. Actually, for it, I feel a lawyer they come. The Rabbi Lezer, I'm not going to be a lawyer. The Binkahu Binkahi, me damned to the Mrs. Israel. We hold a time machine, a hoch, and she will do this, Israel say. That's one motion. Because בנידוקים, בחזוק כזוד אין ישראל מקדים עלי, בחסימו סיסד עלי, וסמכין עלי. והיינה נעמד אומר הפלזר, די פרייסי, והיינה נעמד דעת הפלזר, די פרייסי כהי, ואת הפלזר די פרייסי, ודער זה כמה אלה. ולפוסלו אל משום נידוקים מצווי, שיבקים בהם, אבל אילך זה כלל, כול החיילה סמכין לחזוק כזוד, שזה מרזיק במצווה ומדאג די כולל. וזה נראה איקה, דאפילו בלו יעזיק, המי לא הוקמי כרבשים גמליאל, וכדי יצח למימה הרי לא כרבלזר, דאפילו רבשים גמליאל יקלח שיעור הנעה מאפק על להעזיק, מה הייתה עם זה? זה מן שזה לא יגוד ראי. If we were to assume that when the more applies it only with the Rebbezer, applies the Mishnah with the Rebbezer. So it means even lo yazik, but since there is another co-signatory, a Yisroel Gomo, so we rely on Yisroel Gomo. So why does the Gemara have to apply the Mishnah with the Rebbezer? The Gemara could apply the Mishnah with the Rebbezer Gamliel too. And it's lo yazik. So if it's been arzik, so then so even two Eidim would be all right. But it's lo yazik. But in case where one aid is Yisroel Gomo, so then we rely on Yisroel Gomo, that this, the Kusi, the co-signatory, is a Kusi Chover. Why does Gomo have to apply it only Ali B'Rebezer? Vizel Amimah Ali B'Rebezer, I feel like she's really going to ask you, I'm going to ask you, my time, you know, you Kusi Chover, the Master Kamei, when he's, 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 when והיינו למוצר לוק מקרב שם גם לי, אלו יצר לוק מקרב לזה. ומי הוחשתו להסיקים בחום, דוסו נוחים גמורים, ואפילו אחת מכם מישראל ומחשום. Because they have a din of going גמורים. Then, הודה אמרים לי, אילה דקוס יחובר, להבה מחתם מכמי, היקשו בתייסבס, אם כן נמצא גד זה מסקה עם כולי על פי דחות, זה ישראל, דעפו מסמכינו. ותראה צרי זה על דקוס מדרעי זה כושר, דגירי מסנינו. אל דחוש להם חכומים, ובכיהו לפסלו, דיסמכו החזוק הזו. והואי נראה לי תארית, לפי מה שפירשת למיילו, תליך שרב לעזר ובדארזיק, דיהוך אלוהי דסו. דורקו לכוסו יעזו כמרזיקינון, ביהו אל דחוש להם, לפי שהם פקיעים בדוקים מצווה, וכם לישראל זה מחתימי, מכמי גלויים מלצה, דהי מדג נקו, וגלויים מלצה בעל משפר דומי. דומה להיד אמרינם ביבומס, וישתמדו נעד ההבנטואן יאחוי דמיסטד מן אבוינו, ועסיק נקמן דומה גלויים מלצה בעל מלו, ואפילו שבאפילו קורב מהם נעד. דגמור את דרד מי של דהלוכה, that let's say לגבי יבן, לגבי חליצי. So, who has to be מייבן? The brother of the deceased. Of the deceased. Or he has to give חליצי. Suppose we don't know, let's say, Reuven died, and he didn't leave any children. And then, and Idechot comes and says, Shimon is his brother. We don't know that Shimon is his brother. Let's say he's from another city. We don't know. Shimon is his brother. Idechot tells us. And Nisha tells us. Korev tells us. And so the Gemara says that we can rely on the testimony of a certain, of an Idechot, even if she's an Ishe, or a Korev, and then if that Shimon will give Chlitze, so she's Mutaras Lashuk. But, in Dovo Shebe'al Vopochet Mishnai, so we should require two Eidim, and the Korev should be Nemon, and the Korev, and the Nishe be Nemon. So the Gemara said, Ishtamidune Gimu Milzebal. So there is a machlekes between the Rif and the Rambam in the Pshat in the Dino. The Rambam explains that usually the Rambam follows the Pshat of the Rif, but here not. So the Rambam explains Gilu Milse Balmi because he said Dovo also Nikolis. So Milse Davidali Gluil Mshachar Binshi, because this is something, if he's lying, that Ishe, or the Korev, the Idechot, is lying, it will be, sooner or later, it will be found out. Everybody will find out. You can't lie as to such a fact, because if she is lying, Shimon is not a brother of Reuven. Then in a month or so, everybody will know that he was lying, and the person doesn't like to say something that in all probability it will be found out that he was lying. So that's the reason. That's the pshat. The Rif says The Rebbe doesn't explain Gilu Milse Baalme on the basis because it's also in Goliz. But he says this is not the Dovah Shebe'ahu because he's testifying as to a neutral fact. It's a neutral fact. When is a Dovah Shebe'ahu if the subject matter of the testimony is a Dovah Shebe'ahu subject matter? Let's say Niskatsho, Nisgalsho, Zinso. Zinso also because it's only Nigeya in Dovah Shebe'ahu, the Zinso. Mashein came. Whether he's a brother or not, is Nigiri Kamuri Kami Yoni? Just this, like Abichlitze? Hundreds of Yonim that are told upon that whether he's a brother or is not a brother. So, Mimele, it's not considered as a Dovah Shebe'ahu. It's an extraneous matter. The subject matter of the testimony is an extraneous subject matter. It's not a Dovah Shebe'ahu subject matter. So, Mimele, and Idechot is never. They're calling to the Rebbe. It seems that the Rashba agrees with the Pshat of the Rebbe. So in other words, if it is, when does it? So he says as follows, the Rashba, if let's say the Kusi is Loyarzik, so then if it's Loyarzik, so he's possible with Teras Rosh. If it's Loyarzik, so he's possible with Teras Rosh. A Rosh is Ipshuaguf. A roshe is a psula guf. It's possible it is a roshe. It's a psula guf. So in order to be machshir, someone who is becheskas roshe, we require to aid him. Let's say if we know, in order to puzzle someone, we require to aid him. And if Nidechot comes and says that a certain person, he saw him, he was Michal Shabbos, he cannot become posleides. Because to puzzle someone as an aid requires Agudas Eidus. And a Dechot cannot puzzle. Let's say if a brother will testify about his brother that he's an Eichel Neveles, he will not become Posleidus. Why? Because that itself requires Eidus. The same thing if somebody was already established as a Roshi. If two Eidim testified that they saw this person was Eichel Neveles, and he became Posleidus. And then an Dechot will come and say, well, He told me that I know that he did tshuva. He will not become posleides. So the same way as to puzzle, as puzzling the person ladies requires to aid him. So to be machshir someone already is becheskas posel. So also requires to aid him. So the mele. If let's say. The Gemara had reference to a case of kusim who are loyal zikibo, and so if loyal zikibo, so then they are becheskas rishoy. If loyal zikibo, so it's a psula guf. So in order to be machshir him requires to aid him. So they dechod the co-signatory, the Yisrael Gomor, wouldn't be able to be machshir. But the Gemara has reference to kusim who are hurzek, who are definitely established to be particular about the Yisrael Vinishek. That we know. So they're not becheskas rishoyim. But only thing is, because of their excessive ignorance, so out of ignorance, they can do any Yisrael at all. B'sheigik. Not amazing, with good intentions, l'shem shamayim. They might be made in the sheker, out of ignorance, they might be made in the sheker, l'shem shamayim, with good intentions. So it's not the psul. So it's not the psul of Roshi. So it's only a chshosh of mishaker. And the chshosh of mishaker is not a psul aguf. Maybe he's lying because out of ignorance he's so confused and so misguided and so mixed up that he can do anything. He can eat chometz and he can thinking that he's becoming a mitzvah. So he can eat chometz. But not, so b'mile, he doesn't have a pshlagu. But there is a chshosh of mishakir. So, since it's only a chshosh of mishakir, so b'mile, he doesn't require to aid him to establish that there is no chshosh of mishakir. If he is becheskas osheh, So in order to be machshir, someone who heretofore had been becheskas hoshe, who required to aidi. So apu with the heart, it could not be done. But here he has reference to kusim who are hulziku, to be scrupulous in the observance of any sheker in getisha or in shtoris. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, without the testimony by the co-signatory, the Yisrael Domo, we still have to anticipate the possibility, maybe out of sheer ignorance, he will affix his signature in such a way that it will be an edition. It'll be an edition. So Mimele, it's not Ipswaguf. The only thing is the element of Shoshav Mishaket. If someone is a Roshe, so even if he tells the truth, it's possible. But this Kunzi, suppose we know that he tells the truth, he will not be possible. So it's only, maybe he's not telling the truth, with good intention, he's not telling the truth. So this is just an extraneous matter. And the extraneous matter, he's not magid on the status of the person. If he's becheskas roshe, and he testifies that he is kosher, so it's like a person who testifies on someone who heretofore had been a roshe, that he's about to. So that requires training. We cannot use him ladies, just because an idechot says, this person who for 20 years has been a roshe, michal shabbos, everything, he's about to. We cannot, because that requires ladies, because the subject matter is the subject matter of the status of the person, whether he's kosher or he's possible. Masha'inkin, this one is kosher. But in every particular case, there is a choshe, maybe out of ignorance, he says something that is not out of ignorance. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's Midrash or Midrabonon. In Teisvah, as we said, because it's Midrabonon. The Rashba says, even if it has been a choshe Midrash, but since it's not Ipsula Guf, it's only a choshe of Mishakeh, so it's an extraneous matter, so it's Gimel Milse Baalme. So Nidachot is name.
יש לו מתחבים עבודים שבטמים, מתחבים שאירים, חוץ מבין רושם שחורי עבודים. So אין נשתה וזה זה executed in the court, of נוחים, even though the signatories are נוחים, not only it was handled by courts of נוחים, but the חייסמים are נוחים. כשיר, חוץ מבין רושם שחורי עבודים, that the Getisho that is signed by Nochim, or Ashtar Shicho that is signed by Nochim, is possible. Rav Shimon Eim Ravim Ksheirim, that even the Getisho that is signed by Nochim, if it's named something in Misire, and the Gemara replies that Shem is Mevokim, so then it's Rosha. Lo Yuzgeru, Elo Bizman Shem Asubeket. Now, Rashi, Bachoy is Mokim Bizwad, Dayon Mikvun Shalem, לא יוזכו בסמלה של יפסיר, מה שנעשה בידי ליחובים, את יתה שם דיונים, ויגמורה מפורה. So there are two machines in the Gemara in explaining this expression, לא יוזכו בזמן שנעשו בעדית. The two machines. One machine is, במד לא ממורים, מורה קומה. באמת לא אמורים שם מבוקים, אבל בשם שם מבוקים נעשו כמי שנעשו בעדית הפסולים. ופה יסיים את סעיף אסן גתמומי, והוכק אמר לו, יזכר גתמום את הפסולים, אלו בזמן ש... אין דרבו נעשה את הכל לסכן לושן. So, רב שמעון אומר אפילו כשר. Period. That's רב שמעון's memory. Then this is again דרבו נעשה את זה. לא יזכרו, it's a continuation, המשך. Of the reish, kol ashlo esim b'chosh l'chovim ashlo b'chovim sheirim. Kol posik miton lo ish nemecha lo ish nematon bishli nemecha mechi yo yuzuze kamaaye hu dikon neushto rai baomel dilo yo yuzuze kamaaye la ve mare nafshaye vikasun ishtore אל מעטון ומייקל קון אליו בהישטורי וההישטורי חס ובאלמאו סיגמור הסקשי is here there is a general statement in the Mishnah that all stories
thus implying, even Mishtamatone. So Bishul Mishtamach, we understand. Because the Kinyan is not affected through the Shtar. The Shtar, the purpose of the Shtar is only that it should serve as evidence of the Kinyan. And the Kinyan took place with Kesev. So we are only interested in ascertaining the facts. So we know that these Nochrim, they are Nochrim, the Absolutists. But what difference does it make? Shirim Leides, Psulim Leides, as long as we know the truth. So according to this, this Kosha Midrais, according to this, it's only Takonis Chachomim. Even though we are only interested in finding out the truth, but there's Exerza Kosuf, Al Pishnaim Idmilim Dovo, so we cannot rely on umdenes and on extraneous evidence. It's a good evidence, not that Midrais say, it's not a good evidence. It's a good evidence with Raisa. And it would be an effective evidence in Isurim with Raisa. But in Momein, there is a Kosovo, Pishnaim, and Yom Kippur. You can, basically cannot be made in Momein on the basis of extraneous evidence. And when we do act on the basis of extraneous evidence, it's only as a siyua to the tainis baldovo. But where there is no tainis baldovo, then we cannot act on the base, person cannot act on the base of extraneous evidence. And this is what the Shach mentions in the name of many Rishenim, the Gabe Chazokin Peria Bisersmanei, that it's only so if the Teveya is still a tainis boy. But suppose Rubin says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000. I lent you $1,000 a year ago. And in another 2 months, so you'll have to pay. The year will be over. And Shimon says, don't you know, I paid it about 3 months ago. So then Reuven responds, I really don't remember. Maybe you're right, maybe not. So in such a case, the Shach, in Sivanayim Veiz, mentions a number of Rishenim who say that he cannot be made. But is the Bureau of Chazokin for Rebbe Sechzmanei any weaker just because he's not in Tanis Bori? The answer is, it's the Gersakos of Pishnaim Edim Yochum Dobo. But there is another halach in the Nemonis, of Nemonis of time. Let's say, Kovit Mandoma, Bori Vishenu Bori Odi. So, if one says, Kovit Rav Yudei, Moni will be Otcho, Valo Yimer Ni Yedeya. So, Bezin is Meitzi. Why is Bezin Meitzi? Do we have Eides? So, it's a lot of Nemones of Tain of Baldovo. So, the Mele, but that doesn't mean that the Baldovo is always Nemon and his Tain. So, they are clothing. So that's the Aloche. If there is a Mige, so he's Nemon the Baldovo and the Tain. If there is a Chazokim, perhaps Zir's money, so he's Nemon. But without Nemones of Tain of Baldovo, you cannot be Meitzi Momein on the basis of extraneous evidence. So the Mele here too, it's a good evidence. Achoy Islamah Anavshai. But we cannot be made to Mommy without this. So there was a special Takonis Chachomi. And the Tifsis Rit says this in the Raisi. But there is a Loche for Pishnai Eidim Yachun Davor. So the Tifsis Rit will say that is only when we don't have any extraneous evidence. A person comes and testifies, so that's not an extraneous evidence. But there is a law of Nemones, so only two Eidim are Nemon, one is not Nemon. Masha'inkin, if we have a Choche, so then without Eides, best we can even be Meitzimomin. As long as the Choche is a strong Choche, is a Biogon. Alright, so let's give more discussion. Ma'atone Michael Konola, Ba'ishtor Hasbaunu. Omar Shmuel Dinin, Malchusedin. So according to the first lotion, when the Mishnah says it includes Shtar Matone also. According to the second lotion, it only includes Shtar Raya. It does not include Shtar Matone. Let's see the Rashi. Kol Kvosik Matone. Kol Ashtar is Kshirim Bechit Mechovim. Lo Ishti Shtar Mechal, Ishti Shtar Matone. Bishlim Ishtar Mechad Arla, Bai Shtar Miknel Bizuzi. די קרקע נקניקי הסיבוי בשטר, והאשתו לראי באונו, שאויי מר, מחרתי עובלי כבר דין, מחרתי עובלי כבר דין מומס, ובאומיל סיינו מהמנה, דילה דיו עם זוי כמאי, כדי יוני קבורינינו, ואבי מר הנפשי, מכס לאשתו, אלו, אלו, מתון, ילדי השטר, הוא קונה איסו, במסירת השטר, היכן מקניע אשתו, רחס מבאונו, So dine malchuse, so Rashi says, dine de malchuse shalim di kichov. Now, Rashi could be interpreted in two ways. Rashi could mean, dine malchuse shalim di kichovim, that even the malchus of Noch, loy mi boya malchus of Israel, certainly, but even a malchus of Noch. So, or, now there is a teisa shite in Idori, the Ran mentions it, that we only say Din Malchus Edine by Melech Hakum, but by Melech Yisroel we do not say it. And because the Kashi of Tesis is there is a Machlikes in Sanhedrin Tafofale between Rav and Shmuel whether Kol Omer Parshas Melech Melech Mutabe or Kol Omer Parshas Melech Melech Hosabe. When the Israelites demanded of Shmuel that he appoint a king for them and Shmuel reprimanded them for demanding a king, so he told them that the king will do this and you will not enjoy it. The good king will take away your sodeis, he'll take away your kromim, this and that. So the question is, all the things that Shmuel mentioned, is the king a Melech Yisrael? Does he have the authority al pidin to do it? But it's not an enjoyable thing, so memele, Shmuel warned them. If you do appoint a king, then he'll have special prerogatives that the sheife doesn't have. Mimele, it's better for you not to have a king, but it'll be al pidin. Or Shmuel warned them because, unfortunately, many times a melech, even a melech Yisrael, does things that the al pidin is not allowed to do. So he just told them the facts of life. Not that Al-Fidin. So it's a machlikes between Rav and Shmuel. It's a machlikes between Rav and Shmuel. Whether Kol Omer Parshas Melech is Melech Mutabei, or Kol Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Osabei. So, but the question is, Dine Malchus Adine. So Teis Veshite is, that Dine Malchus Adine, we only say in Melech Akum, Melech Noch, not in Melech Yisrael. We'll soon see, the Pshat. So, since Teisves says that, so then it's more mistaber that when Rashi says, Dine Malchus Shalim Dikechovim, it's not that Rashi means Afilu Shalim Dikechovim, because we see that the story is the other way, but Rashi means Davke Shalim Dikechovim, but Malchus Shalim Yisroel, there is no Aloche of Dine Malchus Dine. And according to Mandoma, so it's a special tzatzakosu by Melech Yisrael. But according to Mandoma Melech Osabei, there is no special tzatzakosu. Mitzadin Malchusei, it has no shayches to Melech Yisrael. So that's the pshat in Rashi. Alright. Now, but the Yiboy Seime says no. Now the question arises, what is it? The Yiboy Seime is really come the din of Dinel Malchusei Dine. It's not mashma that there is any Mandoma who rejects the halacha of Dine Malchus Edine. So all the Rishonim discuss that. Now let's see what the Ran says. Then we'll see the other Rishonim. The Ran and the Leah. Udamrino Dine Malchus Edine Davki Mashah Melech. אוי זיי נחוק מלכוסה אב ומשג מניס שלו יקדי בוי so when do we say the Malchus Edine when it is in accordance with the laws of the country in accordance with the constitution of the country has a constitution but suppose an officer of the government usurps his authority and he does things that under the law of the country he is not entitled to do. So then it's not Dine Malchus, then it's Chapsenuz Dine Malchus. Oh. V'lishne Dine Malchus Hoche Mashma. Kleima Masha HaMelech Yisem Chuki Malchus. ויהי עביד הגמי, שלוי כדין, חמסנו סהדה ולא ידין. ויהי בואי יסי מתונה חוץ מגידנושי. כל שורש אין כגידנושי. שעל די השתה, הדוב הנגמה, דהיינה משתה מהתונה. ולא כלי מימה, דין עדינום לשני כמה. Mishni Polikalei, we cannot say that the reason as to why the second Loshen says that Shtamatone or Ilevacho Yishalakom is possible is because the second Loshen is Chilik and the whole proposition of Dinu Malchus Edine. We swear we are going on Dinu Malchus Edine. That's impossible. Doba Almin Akhtinu Yishmuel. It's a Doba Poshut that there is a Loche of Dinu Malchus Edine. Kiri Mucha Ferek Ageiz, Mufferek Azkazabat, Ufichoch Yish Mishepirech, דין הדינם נשנה כמה, משום להאמרים לדין למלכוס הדין אלו בדבורים שימנו אס המלך, וכדאמרים למפרק הגזי, תדע דקצי סדיק לה, ויגש רקשורי ועברין עליי. דגימור אס אס, דין למלכוס הדין. So that means that, if let's say the מלך appointed a Jew to collect taxes, so the Jew cannot say, and the מלך told him, you grab from the Jews who are delinquent in the payment of taxes. So then the shaila arises. Does the Jew have the right to seize by force? Maybe it's gezel. So the answer is dinim malchus edine. So mele, if the melech imposed a tax, then it comes in debt. So when he grabs his staves, he staves money that is due to the melech. So it's not gezel. If Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, if Reuven owes Shimon $1,000, and then Reuven doesn't pay, and Shimon grabs, it's not gezel. Whether it's the ideal thing to do or not, it's something else. But gezel, it isn't. So mele, if the muches, the one who is appointed by the melech, is stayfes the meches, so it's all right, because it's a chayv. So we see that taxes are a chayv. It's mamish a chayv. Like a debt that you owe to a worker who worked for you. Or let's say, the rent you owe to the landlord. So it's a chayv. So this is also a chayv. So that's a double portion. There's no one with chilek on that. And the Gemara says, you have a raya brure, the dine malchus dine, because the katzis said dikle v'gash rikshure. That's the power of eminent domain. Every malchus is accustomed to tear down buildings, to chop down trees, and to construct bridges with the wood, the lumber of the trees. Now, whose trees was it? That was trees of that belonged to certain people, to non-Jews, to Jews, to everybody. So, and then every Jew walks on those bridges. How are we allowed to walk on those bridges? If there hadn't been a loch of dinim al-chus adine, so that would be gezel. So in other words, when I walk on the bridges that were constructed from the lumber that belonged to certain people, so I'm a gazler, I'm ishtamish in their mummy. And they don't even give us the permission to be mishtamish in their mummy. The answer is dinim al-chus adine. So that's it of a poshut. I mean, there is no one who is chilek on dinim al-chus adine. So Labuna Dalakin Lishmuel Kurbeka gave Ufihakish Mishapirish Dinadino Nilishne Kame, Mishu Labuna Din Mahusadine, El Bidvorb Shanoes Amelach, Uhtamon Ferka gave, Taylor the Katsis and Dickle and Gash and Shura Babunalai. So, in other words, there is a Machleke. So, one Loshen in the Ran is that there is a Machleke between the first Loshen and the second Loshen. The first Loshen assumed, holds the Dinim Malchus Edine, the scope of Dinim Malchus Edine is very broad, that it's not limited only to taxes, that it applies to all Dinim Amanis. In other words, the Malchus has a keach to regulate monetary matters between one resident of the country and another resident of the country. Even if it does not affect the welfare of the Malchus in any way. So still, the Malchus has a keach to divest title from Ruvain and invest title in Shimon. In all the moments, in all monetary matters, not Dafke Texas. There's the first question. So mainly the first question says that if Ishtar Matone is executed by courts, since this is the law of the Malchus, that it's valid, so it is valid. And the Malchus says that this kind of Ishtar transfers title from Reuven to Shimon, so then it does transfer title. The second motion says no, Tonechutz Machine Noshim. True, there is a loche of Dinimal Chusidine, but that has a limited scope, Dinimal Chusidine. It only applies to Texas and them in the domain. It doesn't mean Dafke Texas. When he says Sheim Halanoes Hamelach, it doesn't mean Hanoes Hamelach because the Melach wants to lead a luxurious, affluent life, some Mele. So that is Dine. Melech means the state in the monarchy. So Melech is the it means the state. So it means La'anoes Hamalchus. La'anoes Hamalchus. For so Texas is Litzirch Hamelech, Litzirch Hamalchus, because no state could function without Texas. And then eminent domain is also indispensable for the maintenance and the proper functioning of a state. Imagine if a Malchus wouldn't have the right of eminent domain, couldn't even tear down buildings with compensation being given, so then it wouldn't be able to function. It wouldn't be able to construct bridges, it wouldn't be able to do anything. So Dine Malchus and Dine, according to the second Loshen, applies only to those matters, not all monetary matters, but those monetary matters that are indispensable for the proper and efficient functioning of the state. But something that has nothing to do with the Malchus tries to regulate the internal relationships between one person and another in his country, we don't say the Malchus in it. So Mele, even though the Malchus said that the shtar that is executed by courts is valid and transfers title, but that doesn't change title. That's the machlekes. So he says, "Udamrin namfres abotim di mal keoma ulikli nishar el bigarte." So the question is, but the Gemara says lecheskes abatim, and that's a din poshut that if the Malchus declared that no one could acquire title in a piece of land unless there is a deed, and even if money was given, nalpidin, so karke is nikta bekesef without shta. But the Gemara says, if the law of the Malchus happens to be that without a deed being executed, so no title changes, so then it's effective alpidin. So, but that's not Litzirach HaMalchus. So he says, that's also Litzirach HaMalchus, they say. Why? Because why did the Malchus pass such a law? The Malchus passed such a law because they collect the tax on every transfer of piece of land. They collect the tax. So the Malchus is an interested party, and it derives its income. It's able to maintain its budget that way. So that's the reason as to why we apply the law of the Malchus. So that's one shit is a shame. That there is a machlikes between the first lotion and the second lotion. As to whether the law of Dinei Malchus, according to first motion, the Malchus Dinei applies to all monetary matters. According to second motion, it only applies to taxes and eminent domain matters that are indispensable for the proper functioning of the state. So so he's masi kan de chite, because the Gemara says arise de pasoy aboim shnin, that adverse possession of 40 years gives title to the adverse possessor. What's the aloche? The aloche is gimushonim. But gimushonim only if it's coupled with dinah. So alpidin atorah. So adverse possession does not give title to the possessor per se by itself. But the aloche is kol chazoke shenim atayin ena chazoke. So in other words, the adverse possession of 3 years alpidin is only a raya that the taina of the possessor is true. In other words, Reuven is the morekame, he was the original owner of a piece of land, and he produces Eidim who testified that Reuven originally was the owner. Then Shimon has produces Eidim who testified that for the last 3 years Shimon was on the land. Uncontested, without an ill. And then, so we say, now, so Reuven says, you gazel the piece of land from me? And Shimon says, no, I bought it from you. Where is the shtar? I lost it already. I can't keep it forever. For 3 years I kept it, and then I threw it away. So the halacha is, if Shimon has possession for 3 years, so it's a raya that the time of Shimon that he bought it, Is emes. So it's not that adverse possession gives title to the person per se, but it's only as a raya. Mashein came in Poras, in Persia, and Babel was under Persian rule, Bisman Chazal, so the law was that adverse possession for 40 years in itself gives title. In other words, without any time. So the Gemara says that in Poras, in Bovel, in Poras, where there is such a law, so then even without time, if someone had adverse possession for 40 years, so it requires title. That has nothing to do with the Melech. So you could also say, maybe the law of the Malchus is that when somebody gets title for adverse possession, he has to pay tax. But apparently, that was not a law, because otherwise, they would mention it. So, and they don't mention that happens. Alright, so that's the Akasha that the Ram mentions against the first Shittes of Hashem. Alright. Kaleima. The Malkom of Inik Shetehil Chazok Elvichom Baboim Shneim V'yocheleka Anoi V'teheles V'kachli Melech Elavadai ki amdin noche vi bo yisei me lui pliga lishne kam he eloche kama mas nisim afu leke umoni de maoke. So because of that raya of arisi de pasoy abo in shnin, the Ran rejects that chitis of shame that say that din malchuse applies only to Texas and eminent domain, but the din malchuse applies to everything. So why does the second Roshan say Tone chutz mechagid noshim? So he says there is no machlekes in Eidin, because but the two nishenes just apply the Mishneh to different cases. In other words, true, if the law of the Malchus is that any shtar matone that is executed by courts, that so that are duly constituted, so is valid and is effective to transfer title from the nation mikabel, then the second Loshon will also agree that it's valid. But the first, sometimes you have courts that are not even duly constituted according to the law of the country. It's just, a court, that a self-appointed court, and people go to it. They take advantage, but it's not even recognized by the state. So in such a case, we cannot say dinim alchus dinim. Only if it's a duly constituted court, but if it's not a duly constituted court, not. So the first Loshon in the Gemara applies the Mishneh to the, of Kol HaShtoreh Seil B'Achoreis to duly constituted courts. So Mimele it applies even to Shtar Matoneh. The second Loshon says Tone Chutz Machin Enoshim, that the Mishneh does not have reference to duly constituted courts. A court that was self-appointed. So, insofar as Shtarei Rai is concerned, you don't care whether it's duly constituted, whether the Malchus recognizes it or not, as long as it functions effectively and efficiently, and they don't lie, so Meile, it's a good Rai. But Shtarei Matane, so it's a Chas V'Val. So this is what it says. Ele, V'Boyi Tzim Eloi Plig, Al Vada Kiam Minim, V'Boyi Tzim Eloi Plig Al Shekame, Elo Hoche Kova, Af Masnis Nafim Leku Umon Edim Ahuke, Achoyes, Elinu Kaimim Nafshai, Af Lo Hoche Ktone Masnis Nikshere, V'Tone Chutz Mechgide Noshim, V'O Adin Lishtam Atone, D'Domo Le, Shebishnei Madoma Miskayim, Bishtam Uvar, Umi Yohiche Diki Umon Edim Ahuke. So the second Loshin applies the Mishneh to a case where there is no home in the Malki, where the law of the state doesn't even recognize such a shtar. Some Mele cannot say din Malchus Adine. But if the law of the state, so in other words, there is no machlekes in the din between the first lotion and the second lotion. Now, before we go over the Rashbo, I want to go over the Rabbi Niene, the Aliyas Rabbi Niene will pass it, because the Rashbo mentions the Aliyas Rabbi Niene. But Rashbo mentions it a little bikitza, not bikitza mamesh, but a little bikitza. Mashenken the Aliyas Rabbi Niene is more marich, and that's sugi. Oh. And the Gemara daf Nunhei Yom Adalev, Arisa li Parsoyat Memshni. So they are, Bishenim have two pshat in Arisa li Parsoyat Memshni. One pshat is the pshat that the Ram mentions, that if the law of the Malchus is that adverse possession for 40 years gives the possessor title, so Mele, if Shimon had adverse possession in the Kalke of Ruvein for 40 years, even without Taine, so he has title. So from that, the Ram deduced the Dine Malchus Adine, according to everybody, applies to all monetary matters, not Dafke Texas. But then there is another pshat. Many Rishayim have another pshat. There is Aloche Yisroel Habo Machmasakum Ein Lechazok. In other words, suppose an Akum and Stam Akum Bisman Hagmore Uo Gazlone Di Yisroel. That was the Mitzias. So in other words, so if Yisroel is Bo Machmasakum, if Yisroel bought his sode from an Akum, from an Kehovim, and that David Kehovim had, but the original owner of that sode was Reuven. And then, for a number of years, the Akum had possession in that sode. How did the Akum get possession? No one knows. But the fact is that the original owner was Reuven, and then for a number of years, let's say for 3 years or more than 3 years, and Akum and David Kehovim had adverse possession. How he got the possession, whether he got it legally or through robbery, no one knows. But Stam, Akum, so Gazlone, the Aret of Yisrael, Ninu. Then, after the Akum had possession for 3 years, he sold it to Yisrael. And for that we have Edes, that he sold it to Yisrael. He sold it to Shik. So the Morekame is Ruben. And then an Akum had possession for 3 years. Now we know that the Akum sold it to Shimon. Now Reuven comes to Shimon and he wants to recover it. So he tells Shimon, as long as the Akum was on the land, I couldn't do anything with it. What could I do? But you are a Jew, so you have to give it back to me because the Akum gazled it from me. So Mimele. So like this, without the din of the Malchus, without the din of the Malchus, so Reuven could recover from Levi, because the only reason is why Chazkas Gimel Shonim is effective on the basis of Raya, because if it hadn't been sold, so Reuven wouldn't have remained silent. Mashenkin when Kehovim Agavra Alem was on the land, so that's no raya that he sold it. He didn't do anything because he was afraid of the Chavim. But he, in the Eretz Poras, where the Aloch is Aris the Parsoy Aboim Shlin, so if Reuven was the Morekam, and then David Chavim had adverse possession for 40 years, and then this Chavim had adverse possession for 40 years. So he sold it to Shimon, and then Reuven comes to Shimon and he says, now I want to recover the land. So he says, Reuven cannot recover it. Why? Because the law of the Malchus is, the law of the Malchus is that adverse possession for the years gives title. So the Mele, since David Kichovi, before he sold it to Shimon, acquired title under the law of the Malchus, so Al-Pidin, he acquired title, the Akum. Then, if the Akum acquired title, so naturally, and he sold it to Shimon, so Mamo Harish Rishaini calls Chush Tavaliyone. That's the other pshat. That's the other pshat. So some Rishaini prefer this pshat, not the other pshat. We have to understand why. I mean, both. The Din of Din Malchus and Din should apply to both situations. Now, let's see what Ali Yisrab Niyini says. In the Shimon Kubetzes, in Bobatska, Dafnu Naim Adalet. Arise de Parsoi Abo Yishni. Pirish. Kigin Shehinik HaMelech. Shetoil Chazok El Yakum Bimem Shni. Hilkach Akum Shalokach Karka Mi Yisrael. Viherzik Bimem Shni. Hufko Mi Yisrael. Midune de Malchusi. Vizocho Bo Yisrael. Afilu Yim Ikzula Bide Yakum. Kim Shein Shomei Nikzele. Vim Rokho Yisrael Zocho Bo. וישראל הרגיש יוכל ליצור מיודי ואף על גב וכאן לבוא מחמס אקום הרי הוא כאקום but here there's a דיני מלחוז that's the right shot he says אבל אין לפורש די ישראל שמר זה בנכסי חברי בארץ פורס די אין לחזוקה אלו בממשנים that's the wrong shot no, that's not the right shot די סתם חוקי המלך על בני ומוסי בלבדים ואפילו אם פירש ואיתלה נגוסי על ישראל כי אם שיוכל ישראל לא כבס חבר בדיני ישראל אינה מלך כיפה של עודן בעיסת דינים והמנוגים שהיניק נמצא של איפוק הספר של ישראל מחמס איסי דיני מלכוסי אלו אם כן אולה חבר עודן לפני אחוי שואם וידון ואיסי בדיני מלכוסי וליקוב המלך ואיסי בדינים על ישראל אלו לעניין שיודענו איסון באחורי שלהם כך ושמעינו מיוחה דאפילו בדבורים שינו לנו איסה מלך אמרינון דינן מלכוס הדין ופרי כמה נגיד נעמה אמרינון תונה חוץ מחגיד אנושים כי לאין מה שתם התונה באחורי ספוסו ולשנחינה קיימרון ולשנחינה קיימרון דינן מלכוס הדין ולא יקידך לשנדיש ברוסון. או לא. ופי כמה וגיד נעמה אמרים עם תונה חוץ מגדושים. כלומר, לשטר מתונה, באחוי יספוס. That's the second motion. ולשנה אלף. וכלשנה אלף כמה לא. דידין המלכוסי. ולא יקידך לשנדיש ברוסון. דידיים אל מסליסן. מישהו נדין המלכוסי. דני סייז, ולי נראה... דלוך אמרים הוסום תונה חוץ מקדימושים ולמשנינו משל דין המלכוסי לבשן המלך מפקיע מומן ישראל אצל חברי אלו כל זמן שהוא בו לודן באחורי שלהם הלכך אבל פי שאיסי ישראל שטל חברי באחיסיהם לא יוסום לכלום ופלישנה לקום הוסום תאים מסלישנים של דין המלכוסי פירושי של אביך יוכל ארזבי אוי שכבר הופקו ממנו הסודה בדין המלכוסי וכשיעזיק בעלו יסקי בו ולא ימשטר עצמי זכר בו וכמי שעתיים במשטר למחר וזו זה קונה אם נעמה אפשר שכן עם משטר וכדאמרין אין הוסום היי סמטוסי כאן יבאסר ניגל המקנה בו ודין מלכוסי נעמה כמונו הגעה ועלי יש and then דרש בו mentions part of this it's very obscure now what he first he mentions קבניינה mentions the פשעת of אריסי לפרסויה that means לגבי ישראל הבום החוסק And that pshat is a good pshat. Then he mentions the other pshat, this drans pshat. And that pshat he rejects. Why does he reject? He says that the din malchuse is only al bnei umosi bilvad. In other words, that the din malchuse is only effective vis-a-vis goyim. But vis-a-vis the Jewish citizens, the din malchuse is not effective. All right, so he could say, if that is ishite, that din malchuse din is only shayach ligabe relationship and litigation between one b'neiach and another b'neiach. But not regarding like Israel. Israel have the dinah. They have the mishpatim of the Torah. So the mele, the dinah amalchus, which are, we do not conform the dinah Torah, are not valid vis-a-vis the Israel. No, but he doesn't say that. There is such a sheet. That's the sheet of the Mekiyesi in the Torah. But he doesn't say that. So he says, Elo. So Avraham before the Israel Shemarvin is Chaveirei. So he doesn't say the din of Malchuse only applies to Texas insofar as Israel is concerned. It doesn't apply to other din of Momenes. He says din of Malchuse applies to all din of Momenes. But there is a distinction between a Nochri and a Israel vis-a-vis Goyim. So the din of Malchuse is effective even without recourse to courts, but vis-a-vis Israel. So Dine Malchuse is only effective if the two Jews litigate the matter in court, and then the court renders a judgment, so then it's effective. In other words, so that means, he says, Arise de Parsoi Aboishni, suppose the law of the Medina is that adverse possession for 40 years gives the possessor title. Without title, even if he robbed it, it still gives him title. And then, so let's say Reuven was the Morikam, then Shimon had adverse possession for 40 years. And then Reuven claims it from him. Then he comes to Shimon, and Shimon says, I have adverse possession for 40 years. Without title, it's mine. The law says so. The law of the country says so. And then, this is what Shimon says. So Reuven brings suit in court against Shimon. Then the judge renders a judgment that title is to remain vested in Shimon because he had adverse possession. So when the judge renders this judgment, the title is vested in Shimon. Then Al Pidin, Shimon is the owner of the piece of land. But until he has recourse to courts and a judgment is obtained, so then he's not the owner. Suppose he'll be Mekadish and Isha with this piece of land before the judge renders the judgment. So if Shimon will be Mekadish and Isha with this piece of land before the judgment is rendered, she will not be Mekadeshes. If it will be Mekadesh and Isha with this piece of land after the judge renders the judgment, so she will be Mekadeshes. But suppose it affects the relationship between non-Nochri and the other, so then even before the court renders the judgment, so it will still be effective. We have to understand what is he saying. Kamo v'kamo klolim mishnas. Now, let's turn to the... I discussed part of it last year, towards the end of the year, in Nidor. Now, Teisveh says, the Ran says in Nidorin, because of the Teisveh, the Davki be Malchim the Kechovim, Omar the Dine Malchus the Dine, Mipnei Shor, et Shalei v'yochleim alem, im leitasu mitzvei saya gal shesra min oret, avu Malchi Yisroel loi, livshiat Yisroel, kol Yisroel shutvim bo. So that's what Teisveh Shine. That Aloch of Dine Malchus the Dine only applies to Melachakum. It doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. Why? Because Melech Hakum, the land belongs to him. the land belongs to him. So he can say to them, if you don't listen to my law, then I'll oust you from my land. And but Melech Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael belongs to all the Jews. So Mele, he cannot say, if you don't comply with my laws, I'll oust you. Every Jew has a chetkami. What's the pshat? What is it? Din Malchus Adina is just a threat. It's a din, Din Malchus Adina. It's not a threat. Who is concerned whether the Malach could oust them from the country or not? Let's say he could. So he could. But the fact is that he didn't. So why do we say just because he could oust them from the country? So Mimele, every text that he imposes upon every law that he passes in Dine Momenes is effective. I mean, what's the pshat? The same halacha is mentioned by the Muki Yosef also. In Dor, under it. Oh, da khof khas, mo ke yese. Wo ma shmul din ma khos din eh, per shmul ma shmul, wo ma shmul kom ni sam eh, ge shagim la bi mo le. Di mo khas mit ne shu shle, ki din, wo ma shmul ki ne hu. Wo shu, di mish ne sez ni dorin, da ti vet sei, di mo khas, a tax collector wants to take away certain property. So he takes a certain neder, he takes a certain shvue, and he says that if this piece of property doesn't belong to the Melech, if he tells him that it's the Melech, so then he will not take it away, the Muches. So he takes a shvue or a neder, that if it doesn't belong to the Melech, then he asks Peres. And Bilibe, he thinks that only for that day, but he doesn't spell it out. The Muches thinks that he asks the payers leon void, so the mele he leaves him alone. So the Gemara is a kasha din malchus adine. So how is he allowed to do it? So the Gemara says bimucha zayvet beilo. Then the Mishnah's reference to a case where the tax collector was not even appointed by the king; he usurped the authority to himself. So it's not shayach to say din malchus adine. So v'mashvul v'iskim urivan forshim zal. Die darf ki bi malche um seilo. Vi dine de malchus darf ki. Ki lei ma khuki amra khakvi mi malchus sa piag deli. Aber din shaib nis mit ay deli di. But he says darf ki malche um seilo. Um malche Israel in don in mel al piatei ro. Di kan im sag san hedrin. Kla kos mi pas san melach. Bi sef a shmuel mel khos bei. Lo botei ro li ro mo va li valon. Shel ni shau le mel. There is a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says, "Kolomu pashes melech melachosabim." Shmuel says, "Kolomu pashes melech melach mutabim." The Rambam paskens like Rav. That kolomu pashes melech. The Rambam paskens like Shmuel. That kolomu pashes melech melach mutabim. The Muki Yosef paskens like Rav. That kolomu pashes melech melachosabim. Some mele. But Dine Malchus say, Dal Kolomo Pashas Melech. But Dine Malchus say, the answer is Dine Malchus say, Dine applies only to Melech Hakom, not to Melech Yisrael. But, so the same Dine that Tesis mentions, but different Lomdes, different Zvore. Tesis bases it upon the fact that Melech Hakom, so the land belongs to him. So he can tell them, if you don't comply with my directives, I'll oust you, whatever it means. But by Eretz Yisrael, so every Jew has a chilek, and the Melech Yisrael cannot oust a single Jew from Eretz Yisrael. But the Yisrael gives a different reason. He says, Umalchi Yisrael donim el din el al piatel. So what's the pshat? Apparently, obviously, the Yisrael agrees with Rashi. We saw that from Rashi here in Gittin. Rashi says, Daftesam Beis. Chutz mit den Noshim, du hast nicht Christus nino. Hoi ul Ishaich, mit dem es geht in der Kdushi. Aber la Adini ni Stavu ni Neyach. What is it to do with Dini? Die Gemorre Beis ist et opan Dini Malchus Adini. But the question is, why do we say Dini Malchus Adini? So Rashi explains the halacha of Dinei Malchus Dinei on the basis of Dinei. In other words, in accordance with the sheet of the Ramban. That, what does Dinei mean? That every Malchus, every Ume of Dinei Ach is obligated to Alpidin Mitzat Sivu Dinei Ach to adapt the civil code, to regulate the human relations in monetary matters. In Shomrim and in Shmire and in Mazik, in all kinds of matters, in all kinds of civil matters. So they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code. If they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code, obviously it's effective. Otherwise, it wouldn't make sense that they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code if it's not effective. But they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code only vis-à-vis themselves, vis-à-vis Bnei Neach. They are not mechuyev to adapt the civil code vis-à-vis Israel. After all, we have mishpatim. But so the halacha is, since they are mechuyev to adapt the civil code in regard to themselves, so if the Malchus adapts the same, imposes the same civil code upon the Jewish citizens also, so it's also effective. Because of the halacha of Dinim, because of the tzivu of Dinim, so the Malach is mechuyev to adapt the civil code. He is mechuyev, it's only obligatory upon him to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis non-Jews. He's not mechuyev to adapt the civil code vis-a-vis Jews. Jews have, he doesn't have to provide for them. But if the Melech adapts and applies the same civil code that he applies to non-Jews, he applies to Jews, so it is equally effective. But the basis of the halach of Din Malchus Adine is the fact that Al Adin is Tavul Neich. Adin is Tavul Neich. Now, so, and Rashi says, Hoilim Daf Tesom Beis, Hoilim Achoy Shal Yichovim, Shenasu Ashtoris Al Dibet Nishal Yichovim, Shechismei Yechismei Shemzir and Sheirim, Din Malchus Adine, Ve'af Al Pi Shamei Sein Vam Kabel Yisraelim. What does it mean? It's needless to mention. So the Pshat Rashi is obviously needless to mention. If one of the parties is a Nochri, so it goes without saying that Dinei Malchus Adine. It doesn't even have to be explained. It's such a double poshut that if one of the parties is a Nochri, the Dinei Malchus Adine. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even if both parties are going, so then we could say, what is it, the business of the Malchus? Why does he mix in the business, in the relationships between one Jew and another? It's his business. So that's the Chiddush. The Dinei Malchus Adine, it is his business. In other words, why? Because since the Melech is mechuyev to mix in the relationships between one Nochri and another in his country, so if he applies the same code to any litigation between a Jew and the Jew in his country, it's equally effective. But vis-a-vis a case where one party is in Ochri, so then it goes without saying. Now, we can see this aloche from the Rambam too, even though the Rambam has another pshat in Dinim. But, because that goes very well according to the Ramban, but we see that even according to the Ramban, this is the halacha. The Gemara at the end of Bava Kama says that Akum v'Yisrael shebo lefanecha.